AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
This is Spins Fully Charged, Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged,
Recharged. Let's go.
I was on I was at that premiere last night for Wicked.
Yeah.
And I came home. So like I put Sophie on a bus and yeah. I was like, right, off you go to Finglas there. Sophie's my sister.
We're on a bus anyway.
Yeah, I was like, off you go to Finglas there. And then I hopped in a taxi there on the Keys. I was waiting for a taxi for 5 minutes. But then, but I had to go to Drury Street because I had parked in Drury
Street. Point.
Yeah, no, I was no. I had Joe.e chat. No, I would park in Drury Street. And so that was grand. But I got home at around maybe 10 o'clock.
Ooh.
And I was like, I'd
it's
already
not terrible it's now not for an evening film.
No, yeah. It wasn't, but I had to watch I'm a Celebrity.
Yeah, that's what I was just thinking.
Because we were talking about it on the show, and I was like, God, this is just interesting because it was up late. And then someone who was at the premiere with Patrick Wilson McCarthy was also on TV this morning talking about thinking he was like up at 5:45 and I have to watch fucking I'm a Celebrity.
I saw it on his story, so I was like, oh,
you poor thing. And then
God.
I was like, oh, wait, I'm doing the exact same thing.
Literally same.
It's so funny that, like, that's jobs.
Yeah.
Like, that was, you were working last night.
I was working last night.
Yeah.
Even though you were just watching the telly.
No, it's mad. And you spoke about Wicked on the show as well. That'll be coming up.
That'll be coming up.
Did you get the work taxi from the arena?
Yeah. Fuck, I should have.
You should have, because it was work.
It was work.
You were networking.
Yeah.
You did a lot of networking. As well here.
How much is it from the point to work?
Huh?
On the taxi, how much is it?
It cost me 18 from the point to Drury Street.
Sick of them, isn't
it? They've gone up a lot.
I can do it worse, right? I got a taxi on Saturday, from my house to Reggie's in Rathmines.
Yeah.
You know where I live?
Oh,
yeah. Reggie's in Rathmines.
It's a 2 minute drive.
It's a 2 minute drive. It cost me 16 quid.
16?
Yeah, it was that day of like
the bad weather.
The bad weather. And we were all going down. I think it was because there was six of us.
Yeah, because the meet, what time was it?
Oh, yeah.
It was probably about 5.
Okay, I think the evening fair is also, lasts for the weekend as well.
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
It's 5:40 as you get in. And then if you pre-book it,
it's €5.40 to get in the taxi.
Yeah.
Fuck.
And then if you book it through the app, there's a €3 charge on it as well. So as you get in, booked it on the app.
Should you ring instead?
No, so if you flag one down on the street,
it's 5:40.
It will be 5:40 without the €3 charge.
Yeah.
If you pre-book it on an app, or they call it a pre-book, but it's just a book. It's a booking first. And then it's £3 on that, and then it's a euro per person on top of that.
Sorry, you need to start cycling and you need to get one of those little carriers on the back that people bring their kids in. And that's where you can put all the housemates.
I did
in.
Have the scooter before. E-scooter. That was good.
Now I know, like, in proper relation where Dave lives in terms of work, I find it so funny, the whole e-scooter journey that what you used to do. So Dave used to get, he used to e-scoot onto the Lewis and then from Stephen's Green into work. But you're not allowed e-scooters on the Lewis anymore.
You're not just allowed to walk them on?
No. Because of the batteries exploding.
What if you fold them up and all?
Batteries.
No. Wow, interesting.
That's a real
thing. You can't have them on the bus or anything.
People.
Back in my day, you could use the
yeah.
It's
because in London,
time.
Like, they didn't blow up a tube, but I think one caught fire on the bus or something.
Jesus Christ.
Because it's the lithium batteries
lithium
in it.
Battery, yeah.
Oh my God.
Anyway, on that happy note, we'll catch you tomorrow in the morning.
Bye.
51551.
7.
Don't blow up your batteries.
Yeah, don't.
Good luck.
Let's go! Fiona in the morning.
Hey, what's happening? 3 minutes past 7. You're with Emma, Dave and Fiona, the 19th of November.
It is. Good morning. How are you doing? It is icy out there today.
Yeah, it's the first time I've seen the ground a little bit, like, kind of ice.
Yeah, and the first time I had the ice symbol on my car.
Yes, so
signifying, be careful out there.
Yeah, little snow symbol.
Because I've been thinking, because obviously I haven't like, done the show in the, like, depths of winter before, so I've been, like, preparing myself. You're going to have to get up a few minutes earlier and, you know, like, scratch a Revolut card over the window or something.
What's so funny is how different we are. because
I know you heat your car.
No, but you say I'm gonna have to get up a little bit earlier now to sort the car. Whereas my thought process was today, well, I'm gonna be a little bit later for work every day.
I mean, I
and
will.
There's, and there's nothing they can do about it.
No, 100%. That will be what happens.
I will not be getting up early.
Keyword, I think. About getting up earlier. Will I actually do it? No.
See, but I don't know how to heat my car. I go down in the morning, I start it, and then I get in and it's just as cold as it was when I started.
Yeah, because the air is, of course, cold, like when you first turn it on. But yeah, I had to layer up. A lady in the lift this morning was like, "You're bundled up anyway." And I was like, it feels like a bit of an insult. Like, she was like, "You're wearing a sleeping bag." And I was like, "Oh yeah, it's really cold out there." She wouldn't let me be negative about it.
No,
you know what
course.
I mean? Like, she was like, "Oh, but I love this time of year." She was like, "I love, like, get home, turn the heating on." I was like, "Oh, you turn the heating on? Well, for some."
Yeah, I said it to my sister yesterday, and we were in town, and I was like, "God, it's just Baltic."
Yeah.
And she turned around and she was like, "That's the third time you said it. Get over it."
The youth of today, they have no respect.
They're so resilient. Good morning. What's happened?
Good morning.
I was out last night, but I still managed to get home around 10 o'clock to watch on Plus One, I'm a Celebrity.
That is commitment.
Commitment to the job.
Wow. I wasn't expecting this.
And so what I thought I'd do is I kind of had little notes about every celebrity on I'm a Celebrity. That started on Sunday, by the way.
Yeah.
And we'll run for the next 3 weeks, I think. And I think it's actually a decent watch this year.
You were saying this.
It's the first time I've watched it in years. The reason I'm watching it is for two people, my favourites, H and Angry Ginge. They're just my absolute favourites. I will get to them. But I had a little kind of little notes about every single one of them that are in.
Amazing. This is good for me because I might jump in.
Have you not started yet?
No, I forgot about it last night and then I was like, oh, stop. Like,
okay.
But I mean, I was like, Dave's going to... I was like, maybe Dave will talk about it in the morning and I'll make my decision based on that. So
I already know from the vibes you're just not going
to... What? Come on!
You're not going to... You're too busy.
I'm not. I actually was out last night. Sorry, I just snotted out of how not busy I am. How rotten is that? I shouldn't have shared that on the air. If you're listening, I did not snot. I was only joking about that.
Okay, so we've got H, who's a rapper. He did the trial last night. He did the Bush Tucker trial. He got 7 out of 10 stars. Way too tough of a trial. He went to kind of underground. Had to go through a load of rooms looking for stars. It was really, really tough.
Oh.
And like, he was looking in bins of like fish guts and stuff, and I was like, that's impossible. Like,
do you think it's the kind of thing you sign up for and then you get there and you're like, oh, I forgot it was going to be all the guts and stuff? Like, I feel like you're like, oh yeah, I'll do it, it'll be good crack.
Most celebrities think that when the cameras are on it's tough, and then when the cameras go off they're just
eating
bread rolls in the hotel. It's not that. Alex Scott, former England footballer, TV presenter. She's with Jess Glynn.
Yeah.
I did not know that at all.
Oh, like in a relationship?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought you meant they're there together, taking on the jungle.
No, Jess Glynn is like her girlfriend. And she's like, I want to marry her. And I was like, I did not know that yous were going out. And B, I did not know Jess Glynn was gay.
I didn't know that either.
There you go. But there Jess Glynn then put up on her story. She was like, I better go find a ring.
She said, darling, hold my hand.
Yeah. Angry Ginge, Twitch streamer, YouTuber, love him, best crack. I fear his relationship with H, right?
Right.
Because Angry Ginge and H are like best friends. They're really, really close. They play online together. They do podcasts together. All that kind of stuff.
Oh, Grant, they're friends before
this.
They're
really good friends. But they treat each other so badly. Like, they're always lagging each other. And I'm worried it's going to come across like they're actually being mean to each other.
Mm.
I saw a lot of people online, kind of the older end of the audience, really not liking those two relationships. Because it's kind of young, kind of juvenile, kind of silly. Yeah. And I'm all for that stuff.
Yeah.
I think it's fun on TV. But they'd be ones who would be like a big fan of Ruby Wax. But then a lot of the younger people
are
saying that they don't like Ruby Wax, but they're loving H and Jim.
I think it's because it's such a popular show, like there needs to be something for every generation watching, and like at some point you need to switch off and be like, oh, this bit's not for me.
It's kind of the first time though that they've really put two people in who are
friends.
So good friends.
I love that.
I've never seen that before, and I wonder, are they soft launching a TV show with
interesting.
I fear that relationship with him. Jack Osborne, TV personality, obviously from the Osbournes. Bit much. He's a bit American. He's very serious.
Okay, I can actually see that from him.
He can be quite serious. I don't know. Like, I don't know.
Do you know there's always one person in there who's like, I'm a bigger star than the rest of you.
Yeah.
And I feel like that
was kind of talking about like growing up with cameras in the house and all that kind of stuff, which was interesting. But like,
Jack, we all watch the show. Save us the play-by-play.
Martin Kemp, musician from Spandau Ballet, actor, Roman Kemp's dad as well.
Yes.
For me, very aware he's on television.
Right.
That's just what I'm getting. Do you know what I mean? He seems like a nice man, but I'm very aware he's on television.
Okay, interesting.
Eddie Cady is a comedian.
I don't know, it's a bit odd.
He was sitting around the campfire like on their first, maybe second, third morning, and he was like, I feel like we're all like a big family, and he's like, and Martin Kemp, you're like my dad.
I was like,
you're 42. Looking for the what are you saying that to Martin Kemp for? I was like, if I was Martin Kemp, I'd give you a smack.
Yeah, I'd hit you a dig. Yeah. My son's Roman.
Ruby Wax, I find really interesting. She's a comedian, presenter, author, great at getting interesting things out of people, really good at like interviewing almost. Yeah. Even the lads and the deck were like, well, do you know what? When someone leaves the jungle, we might just get Ruby Wax up here to the Lisa Riley, actress known for Emmerdale. She got the family photos for everyone. In my opinion, it's too early for that kind of stuff.
Yeah, it's three days.
Like, what are you missing your family for? Like, you've literally only just had basically a long weekend.
That's all a bit early. Like, saying, yeah, family photos, saying we're all a big family. It's like, save that for at least a week and a half in.
And then Kelly Brook, model and radio presenter, Shona McGarty, actress. I think they were, like, doing some of the cooking last night because Jack Osborne was meant to be doing it, but then he took it off. And he was like, guys, I'm just going to actually step back for today.
Oh, that's handy, Jack.
Like, yes, it's been 2 days. Fair play.
He was just going to step back.
Anyway, it is interesting. I think they all seem sound, but I think there will be some sort of kind of like friction, I'd imagine, too.
Who do you picture fighting with who?
Jack Osborne, I just feel like, will say something to upset someone.
He sounds like a bit of a moody... Like,
that's just me taking out. You listening, you might be going, I don't know what Dave is saying, but just for me, I thought he was a little bit serious.
I love it when the tensions get a little bit high and they start getting hungry. And...
I'm surprised there's not more scraps in I'm a Celeb. Like, the environment...
Fighting for scraps.
well. Interesting. Okay, I will watch tonight.
It's really good. It's really good. So I'm very, very happy that, you know, Angry James and H are there. And the rest, grand.
The rest, grand.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, by the way, happy International Men's Day.
Oh, I was waiting for you to mention it.
To all who celebrate. Mm. And to celebrate on this show, instead of the girly quiz, we will do the manly quiz.
I'm ready.
On the show, just after 8:30 this morning, you're going to love it.
I'm very, very excited. I've never done it before, and I think I'm going to ace it, brother.
I'm sure you will.
For now, though, I did something very cultured last night, something I actually haven't done in ages. I went to see a play.
Did you?
Yeah, I did.
I love going to see a play, man. I wish I went to more.
Yeah, well, I'll give you some recs now. It wasn't a musical or anything. Yeah, and
better, way better.
Do you think?
Yeah.
Because I have...
Where was it?
It was in the new theatre in Temple Bar, which, if you've never been before, it's in the back of a communist bookshop. So nice. You go, you have a look around the bookshop and you're like, well, there's some strong ideas in here. And then you go and see the play and you're forever changed.
Crow Street or anything?
It's right beside, do you know where the Project Arts Centre is?
Yes.
It's like next door to that.
Okay, very
nice. It's like a little green building. You'd miss it if you don't know it, but they have great stuff on there. And I used to go to stuff a lot, like after finishing drama school, it would kind of be a play, like they give a lot of people their first start, like when they're when they're writing their first play after drama school or what have you. So it was my friend Megan's play, Megan, who I went to drama school with, and she's gone on to do like masters and stuff in theatre writing and, you know, like playwriting, and she's done all sorts. So it was really good,
of course,
because as I was sitting there, I was like, she's done all those masters now, it shows, and I want people to go and see it because I want to talk about it with people, because there's a twist and it was really suspenseful.
Oh,
and it feels like a reality show, and I want the sequel, which I know isn't what typically happens in theatre.
And did she make this play?
She wrote it. And apparently she's been working on it for years. She was like, oh, I'm so delighted. Like, it's finally getting on and all this stuff. I won't give too much away because I do think people should go and see it if they're looking for something to do this week. It's on till the 22nd of November.
And it's called what?
It's called Montague.
Montague.
And so I thought it was going to be some sort of like Romeo and Juliet, like modern retelling thing. I just assumed because like the Montagues and Capulets.
Isn't there a Montague Street?
There is a Montague Street. But this was about this woman. I don't want to say too much. This woman who's like in her 40s and she is like owns a load of hotels and she's a real like businesswoman and she's busy and she has no time for anything. And it's about her and this younger guy in his 20s and he's, you know, just finding his way in the world, and he looks after his dad, and it's about these two people spending a night together and what happens next. And
is it modern?
It's modern. Modern. It's modern language, modern experiences. Okay. They even mention the COVID in it. Ah. Everything, you know. No, they don't. They don't. They don't linger on that too much. But it's great.
Okay.
And I bumped into, like, see, it's one of those events you kind of have to like cling to whoever you vaguely know from Instagram 8 years ago. So this girl Alva, who would have been like a couple of years below me in drama school, and it's like, oh, we've seen each other from seeing each other's headshots on the walls, let's talk. And we were both like, we've both left acting because we were both traumatized from trying trying to audition. It's not just the auditioning, it's like the schmoozing.
Yeah,
like it's I mean, you kind of get this, I'm sure, like you guys get this as well in radio and stuff. It's like trying to like network, and like when you're at events, like because when you start off in drama school, everyone is like crawling around the ground, like pretending to be cats and like cuddling each other. And honestly, it's every stereotype that you could ever think about. And then you get to like the end of your final year, and agents start coming around, and it's like everyone is like doing handstands in front of these agents and trying to show off and stuff. So me and this girl Alva were like, oh well, I left acting years ago. And she was like, yeah, I did as well. She's doing like speech therapy or something in Trinity now. And I was like, I'm on the radio. And she was like, that's very good. So we both just sat there and talked about how much we hate and we're traumatized by acting, and then we enjoyed this play. So there are some people who are still enjoying
acting. It's one of those things that you'd like to kind of watch other people do it.
Exactly. And you say, that is great for you.
Yeah.
And then I go home and I
In a couple of years, I'm going to love listening to the radio.
Exactly. I'm going to look back and think, God, remember when I did that for a while? It's all going through life, as my granny would say. Well, yeah, at Montague at the New Theatre till 22nd of November. Catch it.
Good plug.
Dundrum on Ice is now open and we have tickets to give away. South Dublin's most iconic ice rink returns to Dundrum Town Centre.
Yeah, glide to the ultimate winter experience of Sky on Ice. Whether you're out shopping or dining, it's always time to take a break. Get your skates on. You can get your tickets at onice.ie. But we got family passes to give away on the show this morning. On to play is Pierce. How are you, Pierce?
I'm not too bad. How are you this morning?
Sure, listen, grand. Bit cold, isn't it?
Yeah, 2 degrees. I can't believe it.
Yeah, it's quite Baltic out
there. We were shocked too, Pierce. It came as a surprise to us all.
Do you know what's also cold is ice. And do you know what you can do on ice? You can skate on it. We want to get you to Dundrum on Ice. Segue?
No, that was very good. We would recommend skating at Dundrum on Ice rather than trying to like get your skates on the road outside your house. Like, it just, I don't think it would be safe. Probably you not. Never know kind of what not. Trouble you'd be getting into.
Of course.
Okay, Pierce. So how this game works, we're going to ask you to freeze a clock in a certain amount of seconds, okay? You count up the seconds in your head, and when you think you have gotten to the number that we say, you say freeze, and if you are froze the clock within a second of that time, you win. If you don't, we move on. Does that make sense?
It does, absolutely.
Don't jump the gun on this, right? Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Just count in your head calmly and slowly. That's the only bit of advice I can give to you.
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready to go, Pierce?
Yeah.
We need you to freeze the clock after 5 seconds, and your time starts now.
Freeze.
You had 5 seconds to get to, and you did it in 4.5.
Oh my goodness. That is absolutely stunning time, Pierce. Well done.
Spot on, Pierce. Congratulations. You have won yourself 4 passes to Dundrum on Ice. Who are you going to bring?
I'm going to go with my girlfriend, Gemma. I don't know who else I'm going to bring, but we'll find out. Thanks so much.
Maybe a double date.
Double date. Yeah.
That'd be nice.
Get your friends in before hers. Yeah. So it's a bit more correct.
Pierce, have a fantastic day and enjoy Dundrum on Ice.
Bye, Pierce.
You too. Thanks so much.
Good luck. Okay, we do another one?
Let's do it.
Yeah, Kira's also on. How are you, Kira?
Good, thanks. How are you guys?
Yeah, ooh, not too bad. Good. What are you at for the day, Kira?
I am driving home from a night shift.
Very good. Ooh,
are you a nurse?
I'm not. I work in retail, but it's Christmas, so...
Oh my
God. Night shifts in retail? Well, like, with customers coming in, or was it like, you know, you were doing stock?
So, just to fill out deliveries. I work in pennies, so that's what we're doing.
Oh my God. So, are you getting home and getting into bed now, Kira?
That is the plan. Oh, I've already had my smoothie. I don't need breakfast. Straight home, straight to bed.
Oh, my God. Stunning. Would you whack on, like, a Christmas movie that you can fall asleep to and just have on in the background as background noise, or lights out, curtains closed?
No, it's one of my talents. Like, I'll fall asleep as soon as my head hits the pillow.
Oh, my God. I absolutely adore that for you.
I love it so much. I'm so jealous. So all you have to do is shout the word freeze. So, Kira, the best of luck. You have to count to 5 seconds and your time starts now.
Freeze.
You had to count to 5 seconds and you did it in 5.63.
Go on, Kira.
Kira, congratulations. You're off to Dundrum on Ice.
Whenever you wake up, there's no rush at all. Enjoy that snooze.
Who are you going to bring, Kira?
Perfect, thank you. I will be bringing my little cousins because I'm only 25 and I don't have kids.
Oh my God, that's so cute. Get them all on the little penguins.
Yeah, really wholesome.
Love it. Thank you so much, Kira.
Enjoy your nap.
Proper sleep. Thank you.
Good luck.
We love setting off our little cousin children off to skate into the sunset. And if you have cousins that you would like to take ice skating, we'll be playing at the later time of 9:30 tomorrow.
Fiona, you won't know this, right? Mm-hmm. But every year on this show, we get approached by the CEO.
Right.
And we're told, hey, you should keep this date free in your diary.
Oh, God.
And you think, okay, interesting, what's happening? And what it is, basically, is a dinner for us and clients. Okay? So it was a big fancy dinner, right?
What?
It's very exciting. And so you go and you get this free meal and you have to, you chat away to
you
clients.
You turn on the razzle dazzle.
Yeah, turn on the razzle dazzle, chat away to the clients and have a good time. Everyone has a lovely kind of Christmas meal together.
Oh, gee.
Enjoys it. One of the other presenters in work came up to me today and they said, were you invited to that? No. I said, not yet anyway. And she said, no, apparently it's happening on Friday. We weren't invited this time.
Oh.
And I wonder, is it because we got too mental last year?
Oh.
That they don't want us around the clients.
Well, that's not fair on me. Give me a chance.
Yeah, you can't
go mental. To have a delicious, succulent meal.
You're pregnant, you can't go
mental.
Yeah,
but I can eat the food.
No, but that's what I'm saying. I was worried that it was because we went mental.
Oh, because you got a bit rowdy.
Yeah,
so let me go.
So I think you'd be very good.
I'm no crack.
Do you have any more info on this?
I don't have any more info, but I have some speculation.
Oh, go on.
I think it's because you completed your safety in the workplace and behaviour in the workplace training late.
What? Did we get notified about that before?
I didn't get notified about this at all.
I don't think we did.
We got a company email at the start of October being like, there is behaviour in the workplace training to do before Halloween and you have to get it done. And at the weekend, Dave got an email from the CEO, and I don't know if you
did. I did as well.
With government name, it was Dear David Hammond.
I was
from
like,
the CEO.
The fact it said Dear David Hammond, I was like, this is a scam.
I don't remember the previous email, so not relevant to me.
In fairness, you were busy getting married.
Yeah, hello. Come on, guys.
But I think it's punishment.
It must be punishment for that.
Now, really? I haven't been invited either, but I never get invited.
I'm sure you completed that training on time.
I completed it the first moment I got
it. He makes the training.
This is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning. Your number one hit music station.
Let's go. Hey, good morning. Coming up to 8:03. What's going on?
Good morning. How are you doing? I was talking yesterday on the show at the earlier time of 7 about that I was trying to get through the Frankenstein movie Netflix. I watched it in 3 batches. I finally finished it last night.
Hey, well done.
Thank you so, so much. This is how I also watched Oppenheimer, which I realise it will annoy people so much.
I wish that's how I watched Oppenheimer, man. I watched Oppenheimer in like the front or second row of the cinema. Looking up, and every time there was any word on the screen, I'd have to like genuinely move my entire head left to right.
That's painful.
It was horrible.
I watched Oppenheimer like it was episodes of Friends. Like I was like, oh, whenever I'm home and I need something to switch on, I'll switch on
season
Oppenheimer.
Finale was
but I never finished it actually. Right. Sorry, but I think I know how it ends. But
what, Friends or Oppenheimer?
But it's about similar endings,
very
aren't
similar.
They? Yeah. Similar results for all.
They all go to the Central Park and
they take it from there, and they all hand back their keys. and the music plays.
Thanks,
Cillian Murphy. But no, it was good. It was good. Dwayne like heard me turning it on, I think, like when I got home last night, and I like it was like a bit of the movie, no spoiler really, where there's like wolves and they're being loud and they're barking and stuff, and he came in to like look at what I was watching, and he was like, nope, absolutely not, because he served his time with that film.
What does that mean? Yeah, he watched it and he hated it.
Well, we watched the first hour and a half together on Sunday. And he was like, how are you still watching this? Because we watched the first hour and a half. I was like, I was asleep for the second half hour of it. So I had to rewind it all.
You want to get the closure.
Yeah.
You want to get to the bit where you figure out that Frankenstein
is not
the
called Frankenstein. The monster was the man who made him all along. And that's no spoiler, but that's what I'll say. The monster is inside all of us.
Incredible. Thank you so much for that.
You are so welcome.
You should be in the Independent.
I think I might be.
Come on, Dave and Fiona. On your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Sounds like spin.
Sounds like spin.
Tricky. All right, welcome on into the Tricky 10. 10 easy questions. If you top the leaderboard, you win a Money Can't Buy prize. If you want to play at any point, you should message the word tricky in a WhatsApp to 087-711-1038. Get involved.
Get involved.
That word is tricky. The number is 087-711-1038. Someone who did that was Vanessa. She's on to play. What are you up to for the day, Vanessa?
I'm just dropping my son to school now. I'm off today, so I will just do a bit of cleaning and a bit of shopping.
Fantastic.
Oh my God, beautiful, wholesome day.
It also sounds like quite a tough day. If I was doing that, I'd be raging.
Yeah, you'd be wrecked.
But also so impressed with myself.
Vanessa, do you have a nickname? My sister is called Vanessa as well, and I'm finding it really hard not to call you the nickname that I call her, and it's not appropriate.
Is it not? Okay.
I'm a V. Everyone calls me V. If they call me Vanessa, it means I'm in trouble for something.
Yes. Yeah. Right. It's a very serious name, isn't it?
Right, you know what? I'm scribbling out your name, V, and I'm just writing the letter V just to make sure that I own it.
Just for time saving.
Exactly. Yeah, so I'm not in trouble.
No, you're not going to get in trouble here, V. It's all fun. So how the Tricky 10 works is we're going to put 55 seconds on the clock and we'll ask you 10 questions. Each answer is a number between 1 and 10 and it won't repeat. We'll only be able to accept the first answer you give, and if you don't know the answer, I would say just give it a guess. Now, if you top the leaderboard at the end of the week, you will win a brand new Money Can't Buy a Fuzzy Charge Snooty to get cozy in this winter. You can do your cleaning in that. You can pick up your son in that. Don't be accepting any judgment from the other moms at the school gates. I would collect in the snooty. That's what we support here at Fully Charged. Okay, currently Susan is on top of the leaderboard. She got 8 in a time of 55 seconds. So that is the time and score to beat this morning, V.
All right, I'm not the best with numbers. I panic. I'll know the number is 4 and I'll say 9.
So. Hey, fantastic.
Well, this is we'll the game see. For you.
It really is. That's amazing. Okay, already off to a confident start, V. So let's do this. I'm going to count you in and then we will begin. Are you ready?
Yeah, okay.
Go on, you've got it, girl.
Best of luck. The Tricky 10. In 3, 2, 1, start the clock. East Wall and Merino are in which Dublin postal district?
Oh, I knew it'd be one of them. Don't know. 3.
A celebratory gesture where you hit someone's hand is called a high?
5.
How many days are there in half a fortnight?
7.
Microsoft released the Xbox what in 2013?
Xbox 8.
How many letters are there in the word adulthood?
Nine, and it's Xbox One.
To win a set in tennis, how many games do you have to win?
In what, sorry?
To win a set in tennis, how many games do you have to win?
6.
How many points in the Premier League do Wolves currently have?
8. Oh my God, that was terrible.
Vanessa, it was great crack
for
us.
I panicked.
They weren't for you, really. We didn't even get to finish the 10. However, we will see how you got on.
No.
How do you think
you got on? Oh God, if I got 2.
I don't think it's as bad as you thought.
All right.
Okay.
Let's find out.
0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
That is not bad going at all, V, for someone who didn't make it in time for the final 3 questions. 5 is very good going.
Yeah,
That's five.
I'm actually impressed with that. I really thought it was zero, maybe.
No, you out of seven.
Did so well. So let's have a look over the ones you didn't get. First of all, I must say, when you panicked at the Dublin Postal District one and you said, oh, I knew it would be one of these, you actually got it right. Yeah, and you're one of the first people.
No way.
Yes, it was. It was Dublin 3. You're one of the first people to have, like, that. Those questions always get people. So well done.
Yes, I always get them wrong.
No, well, you got it right today, V, so well done.
Oh.
Microsoft released the Xbox One in 2013. You did get this right. You got that right eventually, but we were about five questions away from it. I didn't know which of your answers to take because you gave a few. I took eight in the end, but that was one. How many points in the Premier League do Wolves currently have? I mean, who's getting that? You said eight. They have two. And then some questions that we didn't get to, we can ask them to you now if you want for a bit of crack. A lucky clover has how many leaves?
Three.
Okay.
August. Four. My God.
It's hard under pressure. August is what number month in the year?
Eight.
Yes. And the game we play after nine on Tuesdays is called Top What Tuesday?
Ten.
Yeah.
There you go. Okay, she listens to the show. V, if you had maybe panicked less, we could have got it for you, but no worries at all. You gave us a great laugh, and I hope you enjoyed.
I panicked, and I wasn't even on the clock with the clover.
V, we hope you had a ball. Did you?
I did. I'm awake now anyway.
That's all
exactly.
That matters to
that's
us.
What we want.
V, thanks so much for playing. Have a fantastic
day.
Thanks, Mel.
Thanks,
Mel. Bye, V.
Do you know what's funny is if she'd actually gotten, like, if she had all the questions answered within the 55 seconds, she would have got a seven.
She was really good. It's like that time, do you know in Friends when Joey is playing that game show
paper,
with the guy?
Snow,
and he's like,
a
and
ghost.
He, I go, but then, you know, he does the second round. He's like, oh, I don't know any Spanish words. Yeah, and he gets them all right.
Oh, so good. Listen, will Susan stay on top of the leaderboard for the entire week? It's up to you. Try and knock her off. Tricky in a WhatsApp now. The number is 087-711-1038. Come on and win this money can't buy prize. I was telling you yesterday that I was at, or I was going to, the premiere of Wicked. So I'm going to tell you about that. But first, let me tell you about the Manly Quiz, which is happening just after 8:30. It's International Men's Day. The Girly Quiz happens every Thursday, where the girls kind of go mad at me and ask me girly questions. They make fun of me. So I'm going to do the exact same thing back to them once a year. It's today, the Manly Quiz, after 8:30 this morning.
We just try and teach you.
Yeah. For now, though, I want to tell you about the premiere. I won't tell you any spoilers at all or anything like that.
Very good.
I won't even talk about the movie, to be perfectly honest with you. I want to talk to you about all of the times that I made a fool of myself in my own head, mainly, probably.
Right, of course.
In the premiere. I've told you before that when I go to these events that I'm not... I wouldn't be the best at... you know, I think it's fine talking to people and I chat away to people or whatever, but I always walk away from it going, oh my God, I can't believe this happened. Knowing full well, they didn't
notice.
They're
not thinking about it.
They didn't care about this at all. But the thing about these events is there's always like influencers at it and things like that and people who are in the industry who you want to talk to and whatever.
Yeah.
So I'm going to name drop some names for you this morning. I don't know, people always go to these events and talk about them. They never name drop. I'm going to name drop for you.
Oh my God, that's what we love here at Spin.
And I'm going to tell you all the awkward moments I had. First off, we started off strong. Former presenter who used to work, Suzanne Kane. She worked in the radio station. And I went up to her and I said, how are you? And she says, yeah, good, how are you? And I said, good, how are you? Instantly, great start. Fantastic start.
Come on, she offered nothing.
Yeah. So- Eric Roberts is obviously quite a big influencer. He's a TV presenter. He was there last night. He also filled in on the girly quiz for me when I was off in New York a couple of weeks ago. And so I was like, oh, I'll go up and say hello and well done on the girly quiz. And I made eye contact with him. He had absolutely no idea who I was. So I was like, well, I'm just not even going to do that. So I just walked away. So it basically just looked like I stared at this man for like, no, okay, Grant, no, just walked away.
Oh, well, that's on him. Yeah. Again, I'm going to blame everyone else for
I was in the lift going up with influencer Padraig Wilson McCarthy.
Slay.
And he got in and he was just like the soundest guy.
Yeah. We were
chatting away to him. We'd obviously know each other from work and stuff like that. And then I heard another Cork accent. Padraig is from Cork. I heard another Cork accent coming from a woman behind me.
Oh, God, so be
I
careful.
Thought. It was Fionnuala J.
Of course.
Because that's a good friend of mine and she sounded exactly like Fionnuala J. Spoiler alert, Cork people just all sound like that, okay? Because I turned around with a giant smile ready to hug Fionnuala J and it wasn't Fionnuala J, it was just some woman from Cork.
Oh,
and I was like,
hello.
How are
you? Did you tell her? Did you explain why?
No, I was like, hey!
Back us. Glass lifts.
You're like,
anyway.
I just love people from Cork. Up the rebels.
And then the last one, right? The last one is really embarrassing.
Oh, God.
And, because I think this person is really, really cool. This person is the essence of cool on TikTok and Instagram. Her name is Olivia Spuds.
Oh, 100%.
Just the coolest person ever, right?
Yeah.
And she was sitting beside me and my sister at the cinema. And she came and she sat down and we were chatting away or whatever. And I said, oh, by the way, I love your content. It's fantastic. She was like, oh my God, thanks so much. She was like, have we met before? I said, no, but I'm Dave. I do the show with Fiona Frawley.
Oh,
I thought Olivia knew Fiona.
No, no.
Turns out Olivia doesn't know Fiona.
No, no.
But
no.
Olivia's too sound and too cool to say anything. So she just went, oh, okay.
No.
And I was like, that was a weird reaction. I thought she'd know who Fiona was. I thought she knew. For some reason, I thought you were mates or something.
No, we've never met. I do admire her from afar, but she'd have absolutely no idea who I am.
I thought she did.
Oh,
and I was like,
my
I knew the show
God.
With Fiona Frawley on Spin. And she was like, oh, okay. I leave the cinema. I'm like, hold on now a second, because that was weird. Hold on. I go on to Fiona's Instagram. I'm like, is she followed by Olivia Spuds? Nope.
No. I wish. Olivia, hit me up. Absolutely not. Oh my God, no. You might as well have said, I do the show with my dad, Dom. That's great. Little fella.
Yeah, well done you. Aren't you great?
Good man.
Get me away from this freak. It's been happy International Men's Day. There's one thing and one thing we do on International Men's Day. It's this.
It's the Manly Quiz. Football, cars and tears. How will they do? Will they need you? Come on, fellas, let's get quizzy.
All right, so every Thursday, if you know this show, the girls ask me three girly quiz questions. That's why we call it the Girly Quiz. And it's kind of their time to... They say teach me, I say bully.
We get to have our little moment. Isn't that what's great for the girls?
It is, but now it's my moment. It's International Man's Day, and whenever it's that on the show, we do the Manly Quiz. All right, so it's three questions to get right to win the year. You have two lifelines. One is that Simplify, where we'll make the question easier, or, you know, it could be a 50-50 or something like that. Mm-hmm. And your other one is your phone a fella. And on to be our phone a fella this morning is Connor.
Hiya, Connor. How are you getting on?
Hi, guys. I'm
off. Wow, you sound so manly. I feel like you're really going to help me with this. Connor, is there an area that you excel in? Let me ask this the way Dave does. Is it sport? Is it cars? Is it body parts?
I definitely excel in cars and body parts.
And body parts as well. All right, no need to brag, Connor. Okay, this is a family show. But very good. I will definitely need your help, I would say instantly, to be honest. So thank you so much.
Amazing.
And you've got that Just Eat voucher just for being here with me, for emotional support.
Hopefully you'll still try and get the question correct.
Oh, yeah.
Listen, Connor, we'll be back to you when Fiona needs it. Thank you so much for being there. Obviously, every Thursday, the girls give a warning that this quiz can go anywhere. We must do the exact same thing. Men are such interesting creatures. You never know what, you know what I mean?
I don't
know
if I'd go that far.
So just be careful if you have young ears in the car. You might not have had certain chats with them. However, I think it should be absolutely fine. Fiona, are you ready for question one?
I am as ready as I'll ever be. Yeah. Go on.
Okay, here we go. Question number one on the Manly Quiz for 2025. In the world of sport...
Oh, no.
Can you tell me what an accumulator is?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh. It's something I hear so much. Accumulator is when you are trying to get up all the... points and stuff you need to be in the game.
I've never in my entire life I've never heard an answer so vague.
Yeah, but I'm on the right track. It's so you need to wait, now I'm thinking this is something that I thought we're not meant to talk about. I better simplify this, please.
You want to simplify? All right.
Even though I think I've already answered it.
Entering simplify mode. Fiona, the question was, in the world of sport, can you tell me what an accumulator is?
Yeah.
Is it A, it combines multiple bets on different football matches into one big bet where all selections must win for the payout? Or B, it combines multiple bets on different football matches into one big bet where all selections must lose for the payout?
Yeah, I thought we were not allowed to talk about stuff like that.
Always bets gamble responsibly.
Like. Yeah.
And we said we'd take the slap on the wrist.
Grand. Okay, perfect. Okay. So I kind of didn't listen to either of those because I was so shocked. I'm going to say A.
A, it combines multiple bets on different football matches into one big bet where all selections must win for the payout.
Yeah.
Final answer?
Final answer. Yeah!
One for one. Very good so far.
Always gamble responsibly.
Always gamble
just
responsibly.
Just like I did with this game.
And all you right. still have your phone a fella there. Will we move on to question two of the Manly quiz?
Okay, I'll try to do this. I'll try to do this bareback.
All right, question two on the Manly quiz for 2025. Fiona, can you tell me three things that you would find under your car's bonnet?
Oh, shut up. right.
Three things that you can find under your car's bonnet. By the way,
oh
we're fully
God.
Aware that women could know what accumulators are and what car bonnets are and
yeah.
all that kind of stuff. The thing about the Manly quiz is it can be a lot more sexist than the girly quiz purely because there's not many things that guys just do that girls don't.
Both quizzes enforce gender stereotypes.
Yes.
But this one only happens once a year. And to be fair, I do not know what's happening under my car bonnet. It's none of my business.
Question two. Can you tell me three things that you can find under your car's bonnet?
The oil stick thing.
The oil stick thing. What would that be called now?
So it's the oil stick that you have
what do you
to...
Do, what do you do
you
with
dip
the
it in. You so, dip it in.
So what, it would be called the...
Dipper.
No.
Stick.
Yeah, the...
Stip dick. Sorry. I meant dipstick. Why didn't you just take my first answer? Callum is now on the floor.
The stip dick.
The stip dipper.
Right.
It's one of those anyway.
Your dipstick.
And then you'd have the battery, of course.
The battery, okay.
And then you would have where you put the... wiper, the water for the windscreen wiper. Thank you.
So your answer for tell me three things that you can find under your car's bonnet are a dick strip.
Yes.
A battery. And windshield washer fluid. Reservoir.
Well, yeah, like where you put the reservoir. Oh, that's lovely, Dick.
Reservoir.
Yeah, yeah.
Fiona Frawley.
Yes, I passed my driver's test. Yes, it took me six goes. But by God, I know what's under there.
Very good. All right, you're two for two. You still have Connor there
All right.
on the phone. And here we go with question three.
I love this.
On the Manly Kids 2025, question three. To win the year on the body, Fiona Frawley.
Oh, God.
Fiona Frawley. What is the laryngeal prominence?
Oh, laryngeal prominence.
On the body, what is the laryngeal prominence?
Like, it sounds like something to do with your lungs or something like that, but I assume it's for the lower region than that because it's the Manly quiz and we all have lungs. The laryngeal...
prominence.
Prominence. All right. Rock on, brother. Okay, I'm going to have to ask Connor about this one because he said he knew about body parts.
Okay, interesting. Connor, we need you here. We got 30 seconds on the clock and we're hoping, well, Fiona's hoping that you can tell her what the laryngeal prominence is.
Yes. Connor, what is the laryngeal prominence? Please.
It is the prominent bump at the front of the neck.
Prominent bump? Oh, like your Adam's apple?
Yes.
Okay, so I was kind of right with the, like, throat larynx stuff.
Yeah, you were partially right. You were close.
All right, Connor, we're not here to fight. Like, you're my phone, fella. Okay, so we're saying Adam's apple. We're saying lump at the front of your throat.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you so much. Connor, amazing. Look, it got a bit scrappy between me and him towards the end there.
Final answer.
I'm going to say final answer. Your Adam's apple or the little lump at the front of your throat.
The laryngeal prominence. Is it the Adam's apple? You have won the Manly quiz for 2025.
Oh my God, this is the best feeling ever.
Connor, well done.
Connor, thank you so much. That Justy voucher is yours. Would you have gotten all the other questions right as well out of interest?
Yeah, I'd say I would have. Now, the car one would have got me, but
what?
I would have got there.
You yeah. don't know about the dippy stick?
No, I just actually found out about the dippy stick.
Well, hey, that was news to a lot of us this morning, okay? But now we'll never forget it.
Congratulations and thanks for helping Fiona out.
You're very good. Thank good you.
Love. Thank bye, you, bye, Connor. Bye, bye. Thanks. Guys, I think I'm ready for my laryngal phalanx or whatever it's
she's
called.
She's been promoted. You have been
give
promoted.
Me the phalanx.
Let's go! David Fiona in the morning.
Good morning. 4 minutes past nine. What's going on?
Hello.
How are we?
Pretty good. We just had to leave our safe studio there to do our poos and wheeze, which is what we do. Just pour it out. Well, no, we might just unwheeze. I don't know about Dave.
I was just washing my cup.
Oh, very good. Okay, well, that's inoffensive to everyone. But we actually weren't able to get out of our studio door. You've probably heard us talking about it at this stage. There's a load of work going on in our office and there's a load of builders in. So we had to go out a different exit. And to my surprise, Dave said hello to someone when we entered into the main office space.
Why is that surprising?
I just didn't think he'd know someone who was doing a bit of building work.
I know one of the builders, yeah.
All right. Why are you being so cagey about it now?
I'm just like... Look, I'd be friends with manly people.
Okay. Name five. name five friends professions that could be deemed tradie or involved with their hands.
Okay, no. No. Jamie, the builder.
Go on, okay. That's Jamie. Jamie, so how do you know him?
I would have played football with him when we were younger.
Oh, very good. So when's the last time you've seen Jamie?
God, it would have been years ago.
Oh, that's cute. Yeah,
I think we went to the same school or something.
I gave a familiar hello. It wasn't like, oh my God, I wasn't expecting to see you. Yeah. Like, that's what I would be doing. Whereas you were like, all right.
I'm trying to think of other mates that I have in like manly professions. Yeah. My mate Carl works with cars, I think.
What do you mean with? He works near cars. He works beside a garage in an office.
I don't know if you fixed them or sold them.
Emma, Dave and Fiona are on Spin, your number one hit music station.
How are you getting on? Okay, this is going to be something that I'm going to throw out there and I hope it makes sense to someone, but I feel it's not going to make sense to anyone at all.
Is this just one of those things where it's like, it's very much in your head and it was it was fun to do in your head, but then when you brought
and
it...
And now I'm going to throw it out and now I'm quite nervous. I'm a bit scared.
That's most of the things I do on this show. So
pretty much.
Say it with your chest.
Yeah, but every time you do it, everyone's like, I love that. And then I do it and people are like, what's wrong with her? She's still on probation. Do we have to keep her? Anyway, so we've been talking about Beauty and the Beast a lot this week on the show, if you haven't heard, because we're giving away tickets to the Gaiety Panto, which is Beauty and the Beast.
That's coming up just before half nine.
Yes, we'll be giving those away. It was a shock to me. Dave has never seen Beauty and the Beast, but of course he knows the song. Beauty and the Beast.
Well, I only know that bit.
Yeah, but that's all you really need to know.
Yeah.
Like, that's the most important part. And so every time we've mentioned the words Beauty and the Beast, we've kind of sung it that way all week.
Beauty and the Beast.
And then I was like, what other five syllable things can fit into that? You know, like,
yeah,
Leo Varadkar.
Okay, very good. I'm with you. It's like we did this with Balamori before.
Exactly. It was making me think of that.
What's the crack in Bali Brack?
Yes. Yeah. Wouldn't you like to know? And I think the reason this first came up for me was because immediately after we'd done the Beauty and the Beast stuff, I opened Instagram and there was Millie Bobby Brown and I couldn't help but like sing her name in the Beauty and the Beast theme tune. So I've come up with a few that like fit in with the like tale as old as time, song as old as rhyme, Beauty and the Beast. So I might perform them for you now.
Okay. Do
and
whole
you can
thing.
you can stop the music whenever it gets a bit too mental.
Do you know what this kind of reminds me of? It's like, if I do this, can my friend stay around for a sleepover?
if we put on this show, can I stay in the studio for the night? Can I get sweets after mass? Okay.
So all right. Are you ready to go?
Yeah, I'm nervous now. Okay. In the upside down, Harbour made her frown. Millie Bobby Brown.
Ah,
Very good.
That was my first one. Thank you very much. That was good. Okay. That was good.
Do you want to go second one?
Yeah, let's go. He was in Take That. Then he voiced a cat. Robbie Williams. Because he does the cat ad.
This is so stupid. I love it.
I have three more.
Let's run it. Here we go.
Does Keepy Uppies. Her cats hide in trees. Catherine Connolly.
Beautiful.
Two more.
This is counting them down. Don't worry. There's only two more.
I'm gonna get sick.
I love this so much. Okay. Here we go.
Her jokes are astute. Wears a red tracksuit. Joanne McNally.
Don't worry, lads. We only have one more.
And I think you're going to like this one, all right? Keep us loud all day. We'll play songs from Ray. Spin 1038.
Beautiful. I had one as well. I don't have the poem. I just had Spin 1038.
So good.
And then I also had The Viking Splash Tour. Molly Malone's Boots.
Yes!
Do You Revolute? And then finally, The 46.
Rest in peace to the 46. Okay, please, if you have any, please voice note us them in. They can be the long version with the poem or the short version. 087-711-1038.
Please tell me you have some. Do it.
Come on.
Somber on Spin.
Hello, how are you? Okay, I just before those couple of songs there, I revealed a part of my mind that I'm now embarrassed about. We've been talking about Beauty and the Beast all week on the show because we've been giving away tickets to the Gaiety Panto.
At half nine again.
That is happening at half nine. And because of that, the Beauty and the Beast song has been stuck in my head all week. And just that end bit of it, Beauty and the Beast. And thank you. And then one time after we did the Beauty and the Beast thing, I opened up Instagram and there was Millie Bobby Brown. And I couldn't help but sing it. So since then, I've been trying to find other five syllable things that go in with the song. Mm. And we asked you listening there if you had any. And yeah. I fear the results.
This has made my day.
Aww, no way. Okay, I feel better. Dave gave some like just the end.
I got the
ones
I gave like a couple of like Viking Splash Tour, Molly Malone's Boobs, Do You Revolute.
So now I've made poems around them.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Ready?
Yes. They'll give you a fright. Shout, but they don't bite. The Viking Splash Tour.
I'm excited for the next one. That was good and all, but I'm excited for this one.
Okay. Tourist Copperfield, DCC Appeal, Molly Malone's Boobs. I should have done that one last. Okay, one more. That dinner was class, but I have no cash. Do you revolute?
I just love this. It's so stupid. Callum.
I've come with a couple of short ones. Do you mind?
You have a short
one? Okay, so I've got a few short ones. I've got four for you.
Here we go.
I love the Omni. That wasn't ready. Big fan of the Omni. Okay, second one. Chicken fillet roll.
Of course. Okay. Of course.
Very good.
Topical one for you.
Three, two, one.
Tokens coming back.
Yes, it is.
Up token. And then my favourite one. I've saved the best till last. Football's coming home.
rotten.
To Ireland.
I did have
to Ireland.
Three parrot hat trick. And then I was like trying to do like what are some other like do you revolutes? And I thought of Toasty in Grogan.
One for
Alex Rowley on news, huh? The five word weather.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be great wouldn't to use lovely? As the sting.
Oh my God, can we?
Amble, Socrates smiled. You're on spin. Good morning. Now,
all right.
It's coming into that time. It's coming into December very, very soon. It's the 19th of November. Sorry to say, we only have like 11 more days.
Oh my God, it's November 19th. November the sodding 19th. Blah, blah amount of days before from About a Boy. You know the way in... Have you seen About
I've
a
seen
Boy?
I've seen About a Boy, yeah.
And you know the way Will... What's his name? Hugh Grant's character is rich because his dad wrote a Christmas song.
Yes.
Look
guess
who's coming round the bend.
It's Santa and his reindeer friend.
And he hears the song play in like supermarket on November 19th. And he's like, 6 weeks before. I can't do the accent. It always comes out peep show.
Okay, very
but
good.
Anyway, it's like, I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm sorry for what happened back there.
Listen, that's okay. December, November 19th. That is today. And we want to get you to the Gaiety Panto because it's no ordinary panto, it's the Gaiety Panto. I hope that the kid who does that voice knows that I'm not in any way slagging him. I love
that voice.
Oh my
God, you're slagging a kid.
No, I'm not. I love that voice.
I thought you were slagging a twink or
it's the Gaiety Panto. I love it so much. I'm a big fan of you. And it kicks off on November 23rd, runs all the way to January, and this year it is Beauty and the Beast.
We won't sing that anymore for legal reasons. You can get your tickets from Ticketmaster or every day this week. We've got a family pass that is four tickets. Count them four to give away. You can just WhatsApp us the word Panto to 087 711 1038. And if we call you back, you have to answer your phone, not saying hello, not saying how are you, not saying Beauty and the Beast. You have to say a typical Panto kind of phrase.
Which
and
is?
Today it's Boo!
Okay, bonus points for the extra O's at the end.
Yes, drag it out. Drag it out until you lose breath.
Boo!
It's for when the baddie comes on stage.
Yes, yeah, very
you
good.
You know?
Very good. All right, so if you think you can do that, then I'd recommend WhatsApping us the word Panto right now to 087 711 1038. Do not pick up that phone saying hello. You got to pick it up saying boo!
Boo!
Panto on a WhatsApp to 087 711 1038. Now,
all right.
The Gaiety Panto, kicking off November 23rd, runs all the way to January. We're getting into that season, and to me, it was always so, so fun to go to the Panto. Like, it was
oh
like,
my God.
I remember we used to get the bus in from our friend's house in Terranure, and we'd go into town, we'd go to the Gaiety, and oh, it was just class.
Get dressed up, your ma has you lovely.
In your Sunday best.
Maybe get some sweets.
That's it, exactly.
And yeah, Beauty and the Beast this year, you can get your tickets from Ticketmaster, but every day this week, we have a family pass that is four tickets to give away.
Yeah, you have to answer your phone saying a very specific phrase, no hellos or anything like that. Very specific phrase. Let's hope this person does just that. Come on.
Ooh.
Yeah!
Yay! I'm away!
Well done, Julianne.
This is unreal. That is great.
You got a bit nervous towards the end there. You did your nervous laugh.
I was like, I hope this is the right phone number.
That's why we really appreciate people committing to the bit.
Oh
because,
my God,
yeah, we could
unbelievable.
Be
well done, yes. Julianne. You have won four passes to Beauty and the Beast. Congratulations.
Woo. Oh, I'm thrilled. The kids will be delighted. Thank you so much, guys.
You're so welcome, Julianne. Have a fantastic day.
Enjoy.
Thanks so much. Have a good one, guys.
You too.
Bye.
Good luck. I love that. But also, Julianne sounds like someone who'd be in a pent.
She does. Julianne, it's nearly Julie Andrews.
Oh, yeah.
It's just that, one syllable
that
actually, off.
That could be the reason why I think that.
Very, very close.
Thank you.
Okay, please give us the same reaction as Julianne tomorrow when we play. It's at the earlier time at
Julianne
half seven.
Julianne sounds amazing.
She really does.
Yeah, I love her.
I'd say she can hold a note now herself. The voice, it sounded like I couldn't picture it being a bit musically.
Yeah.
Please voice note us in you singing, Julianne.
I'd say you're gorgeous. I think it was Aladdin was our panto.
Oh, that's fun. Oh my God, that actually the first show I remember seeing was Aladdin on Ice.
Oh, I did that too.
Did you?
Yeah, maybe we were there together.
I hope so.
Crazy.
Wow.
Check this out.
It's time for Fiona's Final Thoughts.
Let's go.
Yes, a very important part of the show where I get to just say whatever I came up with 5 minutes ago and you all have to listen. This actually, I was planning on talking about something else, but now I'm going to talk about this, right? Do either of you or does anyone text in WhatsApp and say, my hero? I do it like multiple times a day tonight.
Sorry, what do you mean?
Like, say if your partner does something for you, if Pippa is like picking up something from the shop for you or whatever, would you text and say, my hero?
No.
Okay, I do it a lot. Like, I like if my husband, Dwayne, is like...
Oh my God, husband.
If he's like doing any jobs or whatever, he goes to the shop for me, I say, my hero.
The last person to say my hero was Callum Farmer to me.
Yeah.
So, okay, so you say it sometimes. But at the moment, on WhatsApp, it keeps auto-correcting to My Hero Academia, which obviously I have never meant to say. And you have to like exit really quickly or else that sends. And I've been like, why the hell? Like, what is this? So I just Googled My Hero Academia. It's a manga series. It's a Japanese manga series written and illustrated by Kohei Hiroshi. And I like, is this a big thing? Apparently it went from 2014 to 2024 and had loads of chapters. But like, is My Hero now only associated
with that thing?
With this Japanese magazine?
Yeah, yeah.
That is, that stopped 2 years ago.
I have no idea.
And is anyone else, please, 087-711-1038, if you are someone who texts My Hero a lot and if it always autocorrects to My Hero Academia.
Did you ever accent, like, did you ever look that up before?
I've never known. I've literally looked it up now.
The only people who have said My Hero to are Emma and Callum.
What the hell is going on?
Which is kind of bizarre.
They're trying to plant this show or this book.
It's a conspiracy theory, is it?
Yeah, I'm getting the tinfoil hat on now. My Hero Academia. Check it out.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.